producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I've actually spoken to you before. You gave me some advice to move out of my mom's apartment. I'm turning 27 and was kind of nervous about whether or not I'm ready to get married and should I keep seeing my therapist, and you kind of suggested save the therapy money, go get an apartment. So I've actually been looking, and that was good advice, so thank you for that. And I actually have two questions. You let me know if there's time for both. Otherwise, I can call back tomorrow or Monday.
You called early enough that we should be okay. Let's see how we do.
All right. So one issue that I've grappled with for most of my adult life is chronic lateness. And I'm tired of being late and having to apologize and feeling bad when I went, like, and feeling stressed out. And like a couple weeks ago, I was 30 minutes late to meet my boyfriend, and I was so upset, and he was so nice about it, and I just, it's not acceptable. And
okay. Tell me why you think you're late, kiddo. Tell me why. Let's take the example with your boyfriend. Why were you late? Not the excuse, but what made you late?
Sure. So the thing that I wanted to get done at work took longer than I expected.
Okay.
And it was something that I should have done earlier in the day. There's definitely a procrastination thing going on.
Didn't surprise me.
And so, yeah, I think, and in general, there's like a lot of reasons. It depends. Sometimes I'm disorganized, so I can't like find the thing that I need before I leave the house. Sometimes I'm like nervous about where I'm going, and I'm just like comfortable in my little home and don't want to go out just yet, or I think that I have more time than I actually do. There's a lot of things.
All right, I'm gonna change your life for you. All right. My guess is that underneath the procrastination is a perfectionist. On some level, you sort of think, well, you know, I'm not quite ready to do it, or I don't think I can do a really good job, or maybe if I wait a little longer, you know, I'll have a better idea about it, which is perfectionism. All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to get yourself a sheet of paper, and this would be nice if we're in a notebook, because it would be nice for you to be able to keep track of your progress on this. But what you're going to do is you're going to get a notebook, so it's not just a little piece of paper wandering around, and you're going to divide it into five columns, all right? And on the farthest left column, left-hand side, you're going to write down everything you think you're going to get done in the next 24 hours. Okay, and that should include everything, like brushing your teeth, tinkling, taking a shower, shaving your legs. So it could be a pretty lengthy list. And the more specific you can make it, the better this exercise will be. Because one of the things that perfectionists do is they not only underestimate the amount of time things take grievously, but they also underestimate what things give them pleasure and what things don't, and also how much they have to do. So it's really important, and you can see why a notebook would be really helpful, because my guess is your first whack at it, you're going to leave a whole bunch of stuff off. And so that would be really good to go back and sort of annotate what you left off. So, I mean, literally, you know, open eyes, LR. And then what you're going to, all right, so that's the first column, but just a list. And if 24 hours just seems overwhelming, although you're going to get probably be able to take 7 or 8 out for sleeping.
Right.
But you can start with what you're going to do tomorrow morning. I mean, if that just seems overwhelming as a task, then make it from the time you get up until lunchtime. So that may be more accessible to start with. But sooner or later, it's going to be 24 hours. So wherever you want to start, number one. The second column is how long you think things are going to take, each of the tasks. How long you think you're going to take in the shower, how long it's going to take to drive to work, how long it's going to take to get dressed, how long it's going to take to find your keys, all those things, all right? So a specific, don't say about, say 5 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever. And you need to make it... You can make it, I suppose, 7.5 minutes, although I'm not sure exactly the point of that. But it shouldn't be like 5 to 7 minutes. It should be six minutes or 7 minutes or whatever, right? The next column, leave blank. The third column is on a scale of zero, where something is just odious, and 10, which is something is the most fun thing to do in the entire universe. You have 0 to 10 of what pleasure you think you're going to get from those tasks. And then leave a column blank. All right? So you've got the first column is a list of all the tasks. The second column is how long you think you're going to take. Third column, you leave blank. Fourth column is pleasure on 0 to 10, how much pleasure you think you're going to get from the task. And the fifth column is blank. The two blank columns, you need to get a stopwatch, although if your cell phone has a, if you go to the clock, it has a stopwatch on it.
Right.
What you're going to do after you make that list is you're going to actually clock yourself on how long things actually take. And what you're going to find is that you were underestimating grievously the amount of time things take. And that's why that's one of the reasons you're always late. The other reason that you're late is because things that you think are going to be fun are not necessarily, and things that you don't think are going to be fun may be okay. So, and that's kind of just a re-education. And then what you can understand by looking at that list is how to become more efficient. For example, if it takes you 15 minutes in the shower and you were leaving 5, that either you need to take a shower the night before, or that, you know, that breakfast you think is 3 minutes and it takes you 15. So you'll see what things you can change around. One of the common things that people do is the laundry. And people underestimate how long it takes. But basically, a load of laundry takes exactly the same amount of time, whether it's a little load or a large load. So instead of doing the laundry every day, which is, let's say, it takes 45 minutes in the washer and 45 minutes in the dryer, so it's an hour and a half every day. Now, in theory, you don't have to be around for it, but it's still, you got to load the wash machine, you got to be around when you take the wash out, you got to put it in the dryer,
exactly.
You got to get it out and fold it. The doing that every day may take as much, even though you're not going to be there for the whole hour and a half, but it may take 35 minutes by the time you've done everything. So if you do the laundry twice a week, you've just saved yourself basically 2+ hours, 2.5 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Yay! So the whole point is that you are underestimating the time that things take. And then when you get that, when you get the sense of how long things actually take, then we're gonna move you to the next step, which is scheduling. And once you know how long things actually take, what you can look and say is, I've just tried to get 11 hours worth of tasks done in 6. So, of course, I'm going to be late. And knowing am I going to be late, I'm going to be stressed. And I'm always going to feel like I'm behind. And regardless of what I'm doing,
I won't do a good job at anything that I'm doing.
Exactly. And I'm going to be worried about not only the lousy job I'm doing and have done, but the crummy job I'm about to do and I'm going to be late. All of which makes you very inefficient. So, first thing is just listing everything and understanding how long things take and the pleasure. Then the second task is going to be scheduling and understanding that you could, and not only do you schedule, but you don't schedule as tight as you're scheduling. If after you've done your analysis with your stopwatch, so you know to the second, or at least to the minute, how long things take, that if you figure you have 3.5 hours worth of task to do, you leave at least 4 hours for that to get done.
Yeah.
Because that way you have a breathing space. If the phone rings, everything doesn't go to hell. If your shoes don't quite match, you've got to run in your stockings. It's not disaster. So the first part, though, is just the listing, because you're not aware of how much you do, and you're not aware of how much time it takes, and you're not aware of the pleasure or displeasure with it. And then you're going to do scheduling. And with scheduling, it's not only that you put things together. For example, let's go back to the laundry, that if you need to pay bills, the paying bills where the laundry's going makes a lot of sense, because once you've loaded the laundry, you've got 30 minutes or 40 minutes to do something, and then you've got a beginning and an end, so you're going to be less tempted to surf the internet or to do emails because you have to put the dryer in, and then you've got another 30 minutes. So that's a nice block of time that you can piggyback with something else, so it becomes a very efficient way of doing things.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Start on the schedule. Let me know how you do. All right?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what Sue has done. So, Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, how are you?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you. How are you, Cookie?
Good, good. I do need an advice from you regarding my 14-year-old boy.
Okay.
I didn't think that high school was going to be that tough. It already started like 2 months ago. My problem is he's got this girl that he's hanging out with, and I'm not comfortable with her. and I'm not sure if I'm having the right reaction to it.
He's 14. What's their relationship like? I mean, how often do they see each other at school? Do they see each other after school?
Yes, I mean, they see each other at school sometimes, you know. She used to sometimes come over after, you know, when we come from work, me and my husband, or sometimes he goes there. Not so much, but they text so much.
Okay.
He's on the phone with her, texting all the time. And I did something, and probably going to yell at me for that, but I checked his messages. He doesn't know that. But all of the messages is her trying to commit suicide. She hates herself so much, and she cuts herself, and he's taking the role of being, you know, the helper, and
yeah.
I think
yeah.
he thinks he feels so good about helping her, and always, he tells me that she's depressed all the time and this
okay.
and that, and I help her a lot. And I feel like he's influenced by her. He told me that she is bisexual, and then a month later he wanted to order this necklace that it's a symbol of, you know, of her being bisexual. And
okay.
He wants to wear it, and he wants to announce that to the world that he is.
That he's bisexual?
Yes.
I thought she was bisexual. He's bisexual as well?
She is. Yeah, she is. And then, like, a couple months later, you know, when they started school, he said, well, I am too. I am bisexual. I mean, I tried to ask him, you know, what it means. Yes, I'm attracted to the same, you know, sex. And I'm like, okay, do you think you want to date someone? A guy, he's like, well, not now. I don't want to date anybody right
good.
Now.
Good. That's good. Okay.
Yes. So I said, okay, well, we just don't want you to label yourself right now. Like, if we could revisit that later, you know, a few years when you're older, see how you feel. But right now, we don't want you to take a decision and, you know, announce to the world.
Well, I mean,
that,
yeah, so, to a certain extent, he's not making a decision by saying he's bisexual. He's saying, I mean... Tell me specifically, it sounds like you're talking about three different things so far. So before we get...
I'm sorry,
That's all right. So before we... how many kids do you have?
I have two boys, him and my younger son. He's 2 years younger.
Okay. How does the 14-year-old do in school?
Not so good. He has ADHD, so he takes medication for that. When he takes them, the problem is he always forgets his homework, and when he does.
Well, that's not ADHD as much.
Who
said he was ADHD? Where did the diagnosis come from?
Well, first the school and a doctor as well.
All right.
They did an assessment.
Has the medication helped him?
Yes, I feel that the problem is when I read about it, I see the symptoms. If he's not interested in something, he's not interested, but when he is...
Well, but that's not ADHD, and that's adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me just added another quality to it. All right, well, let's see if I can go through at least the ones we've... We've dealt with so far. First of all, it sounds to me that he's got. I mean, first of all, you have to stop snooping in his email, because if he finds out, you're going to lose him. I mean, he's not going to pay any attention to anything you say. He's going to get sneaky, mm-hmm. and you're going to lose any. I mean, look. The point being that he basically is telling you everything that's in his email. All right? So you don't have to snoop in this email. If he finds out, he's going to stop telling you anything. He's going to hide his email. I mean, you don't... So this is a mistake. All right? You need to stop doing this. And because, I mean, look, first of all, a kid coming and saying, look, my girlfriend is suicidal is important stuff. And I think one of the things you need to say to him is, look, you're a kid, and I'm glad that you're her friend, but if she's cutting herself, that's a serious... That's a serious issue, because cutters quite often are practicing suicide. I mean, it's sort of suicide with training wheels. And you need either her parents to know, or she needs to have a therapist or somebody involved other than the 14-year-old. So instead of trying to discourage him from her, I mean, he's being a good guy. He's being her friend. But there needs to be an adult involved. And you need to say to him, either you need to talk, she needs to talk with her parents, or if she feels she can't do that, we'll find her a therapist, or she needs to talk to the school counselor. There needs to be a responsible adult involved, and maybe even you. All right, so that's number one. And this is a serious, serious, serious issue. And God bless your son for being caring about this. In terms of, I mean, it sounds like neither of them are sexual at this moment. And, you know, bisexuality has become kind of an upscale term. You know, I think at 14, it's impossible to know anything about your sexuality. And,
yeah.
I mean, him labeling himself, I mean, you have a legitimate point to a certain extent. But at 14, I don't know that anybody cares, you know, that the label is going to last till he's 18. And I think the idea is that you don't necessarily have to identify yourself. I mean, kids wear goth or you know, that they do heavy metal. I mean, it's a tough age. And if this is something that he feels he wants to share with her and be supportive, you know, I'd back off. I you know, he's not doing anything permanent to his body. He's not getting a tattoo, presumably. I mean, I think that you can explain to him what you have with some legitimacy and some, you know, some compassion that that labeling himself is going to allow other people to label him. But he may feel at this moment, and she may feel at this moment, that bisexuality is hipper than being called gay or whatever. I mean, so let them sort that out. That's not really your issue any more than you may have decided that you loved Elvis or that you loved, you know, that you love Brad Pitt or whatever. I mean, kids tend to do this, and I think your point is legitimate, is at this age you don't really know, but you can't convince kids of that. And so, I mean, he's not doing anything permanent. He's not asking for a sex change operation. It sounds like he's not having sex, which is great. And so I think I would back off of that. But you do need to stop checking out his text, because he's telling you everything that's in his text, and he's going to stop telling you anything if he finds out you're snooping. She needs some definite help.
Well, I spoke with her mom, because I know her mom, and I didn't talk to her about this because I just find out about her cutting herself or something. And her mom told me that she is a therapist, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'm worried about the girls, too. And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like she's doing this to get his attention.
Well, no question. But so I mean, that's why everybody cuts, to get their attention. Let me put you on hold. Talk a little bit more about cutting and what your other questions are. Pam, I'll get to you as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-9937. Wait a minute, 855-9937569. Okay, just had to think that through. All right, we're talking with Sue, who's got a 14-year-old who has somewhat of a troubled girlfriend, which is certainly not unusual at 14. And Sue is saying, well, you know, I talked with her mother, who's a therapist. So the mom already knew about the cutting?
She doesn't know about that, no.
I think you need to tell her that. Because, first of all, your son told you, so you came by it legitimately. Let me explain to you about cutting. As a therapist, it's something I worry about. Pardon me?
He didn't tell me. Actually, he didn't tell me about the cutting. I saw that in a text message.
Well, I think what you're going to have to do is finesse that. You're going to have to stop looking at his email and just, you know, he may not, I mean, because that's, when kids threaten suicide, we don't mess with it. Because, yes, you're right, it can be a bid for attention, which most suicide is anyway. But it's also serious stuff. People end up dead. So, and he could, that would be hard for him to live with, hard for you to live with, and impossible for his mom to live with. So, I don't think you need to say where you got it. I think you can just say there seems to be some indication, and just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Let me explain to you a little bit about cutting, because you're right. It is a bid for attention, but it's also, it's kind of suicide with training wheels. It's practicing. And the reason that kids tend to cut, because you'd say, well, why would somebody hurt themselves? And there aren't there better ways of getting attention, like having a temper tantrum? And the answer is, the part of the issue about cutting is a kid who feels some real emotional pain feels that at least they're in charge of the pain this way, that they can control
okay.
it. So it's dangerous stuff. So I think you need to tell, I mean, it sounds like you've already established a good rapport with the mom. I think you need to tell her that. I think you have to stop looking at the text. And in terms of okay. your son, I mean, I think what you can do is support him for being a good and loving friend, and also explain to him that there are things that 14-year-olds, you know, that even you can't handle it, that you're an adult, that there needs to be a professional involved in this, and that you're really proud of him for sticking with her and being her friend. And making sure that he's okay. That, and in terms of, you know, I want to get some symbol that says, you know, I'm bisexual. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And actually, you know, what made me really worried, and again, I won't look at his mail again, but I already did. And at a point, what I'm afraid of is if he's going to be influenced by her and he's going to try to do the same things, because.
Well, but
she
Sue, that's why
him.
You need to talk with him about it, of saying, mm-hmm. you know, that bisexuality isn't contagious. Depression isn't
yeah.
contagious in the sense that measles are. But you staying in touch with your son, him feeling that mm-hmm. he can trust you, and you being trustworthy yeah. means that you can keep an eye on this. If he ever finds out you look through this text, he's going to get sneaky, he's going to stop talking to you, and then you're really in trouble mm-hmm. because you're not going to know anything that's going on with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you
I
can say to him... Sue, uh-huh. wait a minute. What you can say to him is, look, I'm really proud of you for staying in touch with her. I want you to know that you can talk with me about things and trust me. And, you know, it's not easy being 14, and I know sometimes it feels like you're a grown-up and sometimes it feels like you're not, but I'm here to help. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Which is great. One last question. I know probably you have a lot of people waiting. Just what I saw, she was asking him about his stab. Like, it seems like from the text that he tried to cut himself, but he said, "Oh, I can't tolerate pain. I'm like such a like a baby or something."
Well, I think that's a symbol. I think he needs to talk with a professional about that. I think we don't ignore scary stuff because mm-hmm. it's scary. That's
yeah.
I mean, and as a parent, it's really frightening. But he's not. I mean, he may think, well, gee, she's going to try it, so I'm going to try it. But that's not normal behavior for either of them, and that means that your son is at some risk as well. Not because of her, although she may be the catalyst for it, but, I mean, lots of people are around people who cut. That doesn't necessarily mean they cut themselves. So he needs to talk with somebody.
Okay,
I'm glad you got to that question, because that sounds
that.
To me... that's here, look, we know that this is a kid who... is already having trouble in school, so there's not going to be a lot of self-confidence mm-hmm. from that area. He's with a little girl that he feels superior to, that she's needy, and so that's mm-hmm. going to make him feel better. But mm-hmm. she's also a troubled kid who may be leading him in a direction that doesn't make any sense. So here's a kid who is at risk. So get him a therapist.
Yeah.
Don't read his
okay.
text. Get him a therapist.
Okay, and do you think, of course I won't mention anything like you said, but do you think I should, you know, I mean, I can't try to stop him from talking to her because he's going to want to talk
no,
to her.
No, nor should you. You should. That's not your business. You're not allowed to pick his mm-hmm. friends. You're allowed to hold him responsible for his behavior. And what you can say is, this really scares me. It scares me that she does it. It scares me that you've tried it. And I know you're going, here, let me find you a therapist, which may make you better able to help her, but also to help you as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sue. 855-99-DR-JOY. Pam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Pam.
I called you once before just to tell you how much I enjoyed listening to you. And I was listening to the caller earlier that's always late, and it
yep.
occurred to me that I'm always early, and it can be very stressful to be
yep.
always early, too.
Yep, I know. All right, here, let me help you with that, because I'm a broadcaster, so I'm like you. I'm always on time, which means if it's important to be on time, that means you're often early, because, as you know, being there 5 minutes early is a lot more comfortable for those of us who are careful about time than being 5 minutes late. So we often are 5 minutes early, and the other person is 15 minutes late, which means we're 20 minutes there. So I'll tell you what I've learned to do. First of all, my sort of response is that being early is a sign of respect. Being late is a sign of disrespect. That you're early, you're not going to be late for your boss. You're going to be late for your secretary. So it's really important to treat time as an important commodity. Mine is reinforced by the fact I'm a broadcaster, and no one's really thinks I'm cute if I'm 5 minutes late on the air, because that's dead air. So I have to, and I've been a broadcaster, but even before I was a broadcaster, I hate being kept waiting. It makes me anxious. So I figure if I don't like it, no one else does either. But what I've learned to do is I take a book with me. I take Sudoku with me. I get a newspaper. So I'm not an anxious waiter. My friends also know if you keep me waiting for more than 5 or 10 minutes, you get to buy dinner. And that helps as well. But because otherwise, I'll tell you a quick story, because this is how I learned to do it. I had a friend at one point who I was in practice with for a very short period of time, and my friend was 6'3", so which is tall. She's a big woman.
Right.
And part of it, I guess, if you're 6'3", you don't take a whole lot of nonsense off of anybody. And I was at the clinic one night, and somebody called, and they asked for her. And I said, well, she's not here. You know, she left, and, you know. And so the next day I said, did you meet up with this person? She said, no. I waited 15 minutes for them, and I wait 20 minutes for no one, because by 20 minutes after, I am so furious that I don't want to see them. And I've never forgotten that.
Uh-huh.
And so my deal is I don't really walk out on people. I'll check them. I mean, I mentioned last week that somebody was supposed to meet me at 5 o'clock, and at 5:20 they weren't there, and somehow I had forgotten their number and just remembered it, and called and answered the phone. I said, well, where are you? And said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you're supposed to be here a half hour ago. So I thought that was next week. So the point being that have somebody's phone number so you can check, have something to do to keep you so you're not anxious, and tell your friends if they're more than 15 minutes late, they get to buy dinner. It works real well. It takes all the anxiety out of it. And you get a lot of free dinners.
Right. I'm a very patient person. People are late. I just sit there and wait. Yeah. But
okay.
It can get very stressful sometimes trying to, you know.
Well, but it doesn't have to be. You know, and you can sort of get, so, and go wander around in a store. I've discovered all sorts of things. I discovered my Halloween costume a couple of years ago because I was early. I discovered a place to get my daughter camis for. So, you know, just decide that you're going to shoot for on time. Your friends know that if they're more than 10 or 15 minutes late, either you're not going to be there or that they get to buy dinner. It works real well.
That's great. That's a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. And folks, try to be on time, especially for me and Pam. Frederica, you're on the air.
Hi, it's nice to speak with you. It's Frederica.
Frederica, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I've been struggling with being myself lately. It's something that I've never...
Frederica, I can't understand you very well. Are you on a landline?
No, I'm on a cell phone. I'm sorry. Can you hear me if I speak up?
All right, yeah, much better.
Okay, so what I've been struggling with is being myself. It's something that I never really had an issue with until I met my fiancé, and I just feel myself questioning every little decision or move I make, and I feel like I'm just living in my head.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 24.
All right, let me put you on hold, and you can give me an example when we come back, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. yourself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Frederica, who's 24. Frederica, tell me again exactly what the question to me is.
How do I become more comfortable being myself?
Where do you feel the discomfort?
When I'm around my fiancé, I know we're engaged to be married, and I can't even be myself around him.
That, how long
like
did,
that.
Okay, I got it. So how long have you known the dude?
We've been together about 3 years.
Tell him, how old is he?
He's 27.
Okay, you don't have kids together or anything, do you?
No.
Good. How often are you around him?
We're together all the time.
Do you live
about
together?
90% of the day, yes we do.
Give me an example of something you feel you're false, in the way that you act false around him.
Like, I can't fully express myself. Like, if there's a song that comes on, I don't sing that I like, or, like, I don't dance. I just get quiet. I let him do all
right, what do you think would happen if you said that you liked something he didn't like? What do you think his reaction would be?
Absolutely fine. Nothing would be wrong with that. He would be just happy to actually see me say something rather than nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, my dear, you can't marry this guy until you show him who you are. Because the problem about this is, you know, I had a call earlier, which I don't think, you know, I don't want to, the call was, how can you tell a sociopath? Because they're always charming. And I don't think you're a sociopath, but you give the impression that, because silence means consent, right? If I say, do you want to go out and have Chinese food? And you say, well, that's okay. Or, you know, or you say, oh, whatever you want. First of all, I'm going to assume you like Chinese food. If you don't like Chinese food, why aren't you telling me? And at some point down the road, you're going to say, I don't want to go out for Chinese food. And I'm going to say, why not? And you say, I hate Chinese food. And I say, but Freddie, you've always said you like Chinese food. And you said, no, I've always hated it. And what I'm going to think is you've lied to me. And if you've lied to me about something as stupid as Chinese food, what else have you lied to me about? I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Okay.
And I want you for the next 24 hours, so that means, let's make it at least 22 hours, because I'd love to hear from you tomorrow.
Okay.
I want you to say whatever comes into your mind. Now, I don't want you to be crude. I don't want you to sort of say, boy, you look fat. Because, you know, that's just going to go from saying nothing and being very agreeable to being horrible and rude. And I don't want you to be horrible and rude. But I want you to express your opinion. And I want you to tell him that's what you're going to do so he doesn't feel that you're angry with him. And say, you know what,
I don't really speak up. It's just more I need to do more positive things.
That's not what you need to do. You need to say what's on your mind. And someone has taught you, whether it's your parents or Sunday school, or maybe you just think that what you are isn't okay, that you have to hide, that you have to pretend. And you can't marry somebody that you're pretending, all right? Because sooner or later you're going to stop pretending. So you don't even know. I mean, there's got to be a part of you that thinks, I don't even know if he loves the real me because he doesn't know the real me. So for the next 24 hours, I want you to tell him that you've had this conversation with me, that you are going to try and be incredibly honest. You're going to have an opinion about everything, about the weather, about movies, about food, about everything. You're going to say everything that comes into your mind, except you're not going to be cruel. And so if you're thinking, boy, you look fat, I want you to say, I just had a thought that wasn't very nice. Let me see if I can make it a little less acceptable but still true. Because you're going to need a little practice of, because you've been silent for so long and all those little nasty thoughts are going on in your head, that you're going to need some practice communicating without harming somebody. And that's going to take a little practice. But you need to start practicing. And I want you to start practicing now. All right.
I know.
And I want to talk with you tomorrow. All right. I'm going to put you on with Shane and we can figure out how to get a hold of you. But it's really important if you want to, in a couple minutes, you're going to be able to play this podcast if you want to for yourself and for your fiance. But you don't really need the podcast. You need just to say to him, you know, I know you love me, but I need to show you more who I am because, you know, I said earlier, and I think it's really true, you can't be in a relationship with somebody unless you can negotiate. And so you have the sense that if I was really who I was, if I really acted like who I was, I don't know if he'd love me. And it's very far down.
Not even that. No, that's not it. If I was who I was, he would love me so much more than he does now. That's how I feel, but...
Well, because somebody's taught you that what you were feeling is not okay. So, you know, you say that, but your behavior would offset that. So you get to practice, right? You get to practice being the most Freddy you can be. All right?
Okay.
All right, and keep notes if you want. And every time you find that the temptation to say, well, okay, or whatever you want, you have to, you know, wear a rubber band around your wrist and snap it and say, no, I have to tell you, I have to have an opinion on everything.
I feel like I need to break a cycle of thinking I need to be perfect.
No, you don't need to break. You need to break the cycle. You don't need to be perfect. That's what. See, you. I keep telling you that that's the issue, and you keep arguing with me.
No, I'm not trying to.
Let me finish the sentence. It's great that you argue with me. That's a good sign that at least you're saying I think you're wrong, but that's okay. So what you're going to do? You don't have to be perfect. All you have to be is honest. All right?
Okay.
And it's going to take some practice because you've taught yourself that I have to be perfect and the best way to be perfect and not make a fuss is to say nothing. It's not. It's not fair. It's not honest. And he deserves to know who you really are. So you're going to start having an opinion.
Okay.
On everything.
Okay.
And if he says, are you tired? You have to say, yes, I am, or no, I'm not, or give me a minute and I'll get right back to you on it. Whatever. All right?
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I mean, you know, look, by definition, if you're saying, you know, that I'm okay with myself, but I have to be perfect, by definition, you're saying you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And the idea, what would perfect mean? Right? Perfect means a perfect person for you. You have to be who you are. You can't pretend to be a banana if you're really a plum, especially because if somebody loves bananas, then you're going to have to either be a banana your whole life. I can't believe I'm using that metaphor. Or, you know, they're going to fall out of love with you because they love bananas and you're a plum. So be a plum and find people who like plums. Okay, so we're talking fruit salad here, but you get the point. All righty?
But umching.
Thank you
Sorry,
so much for that, Shane.
Yeah,
there we go. All right. Listen, I know for the we've now been a solid week, I think, about not talking about what you do if you have a week to live, which means that we're all past that, the week. No, I'm kidding. We'll get to it, I promise. That one's over. All right, so we'll talk. All right, 855. I'm so glad to have my call screener back. Shane, get some sleep. I hope your kid's feeling better. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.